Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, all of our friends along the way. This special interview brought to you by our friends at Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. What do you say we head to Indiana? We don't get there often enough, but there's one young man that deserves a little bit of attention for what he has done, and that's Angel Escobedo. He joins us now. Angel, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You cemented yourself as one of, if not the greatest wrestler in Indiana University history. You took third at the 2010 NCAA Championships to become the first four-time All-American in school history and what some would say was one of the most raucous debates over a weight in a long time. And it was physical, wasn't it, Angel?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that weight class had not only tremendous freshmen, but also tremendous seniors. And he had a variety of different type of wrestlers and all in that weight class.
There were a lot of folks, including your uncle, Dwayne Goldman as well, and Joe Dubuque, who, you know, really thought with your redshirt senior year, this would be it for you. This would be your year. And it looked like you were on track. If you think about it, you started with a victory over Zach Sanders of Minnesota, the number six seed. You took down the Golden Gopher three times, turned him with a two-point near fall in the opening period. With that win, you advanced to the third-place match where you would then follow or face fellow four-time All-American and defending national champion Troy Nickerson. Can you talk about the advancement through the rankings? Do you like that process? Do you like the procedure?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I really don't have too much of a problem with it. Just because I really don't pay attention to it. I'm the type of guy where, you know, I just get focused to wrestle, and that's pretty much it. I work hard and try to advance my wrestling skills instead of, you know, getting focused on all that other stuff.
You know, if I take you back to that Nickerson match, okay, you were working a single leg midway through the first period to record a takedown, right?
Yep.
Nickerson attempted to bring the action out of bounds, stop it, and you were able to drag him back inside the circle before lunging for a successful takedown. Now, I know it, I know Troy. Troy was anything but healthy through the year. He just wasn't. He was looking to help his team out with points. But even an injured Troy Nickerson is a tough, tough cat, isn't he?
Oh, yes. I mean, he's one of the greatest wrestlers I've wrestled throughout college, and I have a lot of respect for him. As a person, he battled the same injury I had, and you know it's tough. I know how it is to go out there and not be 100%. But you know, he gave it his all and continued to wrestle. And it's tremendous that he lost so early, but fought his way all the way back for a third place match. And you know, it showed a lot that he was able to step out on the mat for third and fourth, and you know, not injury to fault and wrestle through it. And that's just, I have a lot of respect for him.
All right, so. With your win, I think it went to 38-1 on the year, as close to perfect as you could get it. Do you have any regrets on the season?
No, I mean, I think I did everything in my ability to prepare myself to be a national champion. That's the way I was heading. I was having a tremendous year. I was even in the talks of a Hodge Trophy if I were to win. And I look back at it now and there's nothing I would have done different. I worked, you know, I try to work the hardest in the room, try to wrestle the best out in the match, and I think I was doing it all. You know, I just had one bad match, and, you know, that didn't define me as a person. It just didn't go my way.
That's what I needed to hear from you. It did not define you. A win or a loss does not define who Angel Escobedo is or has become. Angel Escobedo has become a fine young man, you know, within our sport, and I think that's important to notice. You posted third, fourth, and fifth place finishes, and I want to take you back to a very special night, 2008, where you won the national title. What was that like for you?
It was, you know, one of the greatest moments in my life. Just to accomplish something like that. There's only 10 people that win the national title each year. And out of all the wrestlers, and to be, you know, in that category, to say you're an actual champion, it's the greatest feeling in college wrestling. And, you know, that match still will always carry with me throughout my whole life, that national championship match, being on TV, wrestling in front of, you know, thousands of fans and being elevated on that blue mat. And that's what everyone dreams of as a child, wrestling on that blue mat.
You think about it, over the 3 days we competed in, we contested, I should say, the national titles at each weight class in Omaha. There were 94,500 tickets sold to watch you and your fellows wrestle. That's a pretty cool thing to think about. 94,500 wrestling fans.
Yeah.
Does it ever just make you stand back and go, wow, you know, the action we're witnessing, it's one of the reasons why. I mean, this sport is thousands of years old, and you're taking part.
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor. Just how many people, when they actually sit down and watch wrestling, how much they love it. It's a sport that you get addicted to. It is, you know, it's just one of the greatest sports out there. The people, and we don't get enough recognition, but the people that are watching our sport understand it, and they love it.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how many new fans I brought to the table, and they just love it now.
Yeah.
You know, and they will continue to watch wrestling after I graduate, because it's just that great of a sport.
Well, you brought it up, son, and that means graduation is around the corner. What's your degree going to be in?
Sports marketing.
Sports marketing. You know, and I got to tell you, Angel, I think if you, after watching you compete and talk with your teammates and whatnot, I got to tell you, I think if you like a coach, a player coach in your senior year, do you have any thoughts at all about coaching?
Oh, yeah. I mean, coaching definitely is, you know, kind of a dream of mine. You know, throughout the season, I was pushing the guys just like I was a coach, like you said. And you know, a lot of guys thought of me as one of the coaches on the team, even though I really wasn't. But they looked up to me, and I love the feeling how if someone needs to lean on you or ask you a question about wrestling, because, you know, that's what I know the best. And to lend my knowledge to other wrestlers, you know, everyone wants to do that, and that's what I want to do.
We're talking to one of the most celebrated wrestlers in the history of Hoosierdom, and guess what? He's going to be making a run, or intends to make a run, to qualify for the 2012 Summer Olympics. Angel, what are you thinking, man? I mean, these are the best in the world. Are you ready?
I'm more than ready.
Yeah.
I want to be the best in the world. I don't want to be the best in the United States. I want to be the best in the world. I want other countries to look at me and say, hey, you know, that Angel Escobedo is a great wrestler in the world. He's not just a great American. He's a great wrestler in this world. And, you know, I'm ready to take that challenge, and I'm ready to compete. After my loss to NCAAs, I'm more determined. That's just one match put behind me, and now it's time to work.
Tell me about your family. What are their thoughts on your competition over the years? How supportive have they been? How pleased were you with their response?
I mean, my family, I think I have the best family in the world. They support me thick and thin, you know, win or loss. They're going to be there. And I had over 50 family members drive out to Omaha, Nebraska to come watch. And considering the fact that, you know, the event was sold out, so some of them had to somehow find tickets. And it was hard for them. And some just waited outside for hours just to find tickets. And that's what they've been doing my whole life, and I think that's what makes wrestling easier, is that not only am I wrestling for myself, but I'm wrestling for my family members, for my family name, and it's just that much easier.
It's one of the most memorable names, if you think about it. Who else in the ranks of the NCAA was named Angel?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of Steves and Marks and Jeffs and Jasons and other names, Davids and whatnot, but Angel, man, there's one Angel Escobedo. All right, let's talk about your coaches, because I know there's one in particular. Of course, you got the boss. You got Dwayne Goldman, whose intensity is well chronicled, but he's also a very kind man, cares about his athletes. I think the way, if you watched how he worked with Joe Dubuque on Dubuque's run, and allowing Dubuque to do his job now with guys like you, I think that says something about Joe, but it says more about Dwayne. Talk to us about Dwayne Goldman.
I mean, Dwayne Goldman, people don't see is he's a tremendous person. He cares about his athletes. He's not the type of coach where he just wants to win. He wants you to grow as a person. And, you know, there's always these talks of, oh, what if you would have went to Iowa, because Iowa was, you know, in the running for my college when I was a senior in high school. And I was like, yeah, but I don't think I would have ever, you know, met a coach like Dwayne Goldman, a person that has allowed me not only to grow as a wrestler, but as a person.
Yeah.
And even after I lost, there was no disappointment in his eyes. He knew, you know, he knows the hard work that wrestlers put into the sport, and he respects it. And I see him put in all that hard work. So by me seeing it, I want to do it because I respect him. And you know, he's a great wrestler.
What about Joe Dubuque? And Joe, thankfully, is a friend of mine, but you're taller than he is. Of course, most people are. I tease Joe, but I do. I have a great deal of respect and love for him. Talk to us about Dubuque as a coach.
Yeah, I am taller than him, and I always tell him, man, everyone says that, you know, you cut a lot of weight, but I'm like 3 inches taller than you. But, no, you know, he's a great guy, and he made this season fun. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to have fun. It was no stress, no pressure. It was just going out there and having fun. And he's a great person. He's a great friend of mine. You know, when I was a freshman in college, he was a redshirt senior. And I saw him win that second national title. And we've been great friends. Even when he was at Hofstra, he would still talk to me. And, you know, we would still keep in contact. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for anything more for him to come back, because he's that spark plug that Indiana wrestling needs. He's that hyper guy, always in the corner, jumping around, you know, making people laugh in practice. So he brings a lot to the table.
Keeping it light, keeping it fun. And we are playing a game, are we not?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I just want to make sure, because sometimes I have to pinch myself when it gets a little too serious. So, amongst your teammates, Nate Everhart had a stellar performance at the Nationals. Kirk Kinzer was a 3-time winner as well. Comes from a very competitive family, as you know. And fellow South Panther Paul Young also saw action on day 2 at the NCAA Championship. So there's got to be some pride in the year that you fellas put together. I mean, yeah, you finished tied for, what, 21st. But bottom line is, there can only be one number one, and the rest are improving with the option and the goal of being number one in the following years.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, our season that we put together this year was just tremendous. I couldn't have asked for anything more. You know, you have Nate Everhart, who wrestled his butt off. Coming from a guy that never was a state champion to, you know, almost make a run at a national title and undefeated, which is just great. And these guys are getting better. They're growing as wrestlers, and they're understanding the concept that it takes to, you know, get on that podium. And, you know, we're really close guys. We're really tight family, and you know, those guys are always going to be in my heart. They're my best friends and my teammates also.
Angel Escobedo, only further cementing the idea in my head that wrestlers are some of the kindest, most competitive people I know. And, Angel, I thank you for that. That is very cool. It just, it's the best. It is absolutely the best sport. I cannot wait to see you put on some international uniforms, some international singlets, and compete. I wish you the best, my friend. I truly do. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's great. I love doing this, you know, talking about wrestling and getting it out there. Letting people know and understand. I think, you know, the more you understand a wrestler, the better you are a fan of him. And so thank you for letting me provide the opportunity.